Everybody say, oh yeah.
What's up?
He's better than Oprah.
Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, y'all. I'm going to apologize in advance for any sound issues or quality of video issues, quality assurance, but it is 24 hours before my show. I am super stoked, super excited. Woke up today. I slept okay last night. I usually sleep really good, even if I have something big coming up. It usually doesn't interrupt my sleep. I usually only get my sleep interrupted if I'm like super stressed. If I'm really excited about something and it's really good, even if it's like a performance or something like that, I am just joyful. So I sleep really well. There's no stress or cortisol rising. I'm going to be eating while I talk to you. But yeah, so it's 24 hours before. I am in a really calm place. One of the things that helps me in general in preparation for anything that keeps my conquering my mind really high, like it's a really high level, is that I like really practice things. I go over it in my body. And the thing that I do that's most important is I go over it in my mind. My mind is completely leads the charge. So when I was in college, in high school, pretty much in high school and college, but when I ran track, I would spend the same amount of time that I would, like if I did 8 400-meter intervals, I would practice in my head 8 times the 400 meters. So for me, I was a hurdler. I would practice, if it was 4 intervals, I would practice 4 times going over the run in my head, the steps, not just going out and doing it. And I know a lot of people say, go out, perform, let it take over. You do eventually get to that. But I feel like when you visualize what it is that you want, it can be in sports, it can be in fitness, it can be in life, in love, in career. Just constantly visualizing what it is that you want does a few different things. Now, this is what it does for me. And again, I can't really say what it will do for you, but what it does for me is it makes me more familiar with the current space that I'm in, the current physical space, the current headspace. And even though you can't, or I can't predict the future, it makes me comfortable getting ready to go in an uncomfortable place. I've been on stage over thousands of times, right? But I've never been on stage to do this. So I know what it's like to walk out on stage. I know what it's like to present myself. I know what it's like to move on stage as a dancer or as a fitness. And now I'm just visualizing what it's going to be like and what I learned to be in that same space, feeling and energy while I'm up there doing something completely different and new. Let's just say you want to do this for a job, or you want to be better in your job, or you're visualizing what it's going to be like for that new job or that first day. if you sit there and you go through your day, you wake up, you brush your teeth, you have your breakfast, you drive to work, all of that energy that you're putting into your soul because you're visualizing what it is that you want, that right there is the key. Visualizing what it is that you want because it is your life and you're allowed to. And then you get to work and you visualize the energy and relationships that you're going to have or make and presentations that you might have to end up doing. Or maybe you just visualize the space and what it feels like. You are preparing yourself for ultimate success. And some people say, well, what if like things happen? Like, I have no idea what's going to happen when I get on stage tomorrow. I don't. But what I do know is that I have, one, set a foundation of belief in myself. And two, I visualize what it is that I want. And the things that I'm visualizing is like, oh my goodness. Like, it is such great feeling. So if something not so great was to happen, I automatically have balance in my life. And I'll tell you, I can give you guys a big, I guess it's a secret. You know, I used to think the worst. So anything better than the worst was good. When I was younger, before I went to therapy, and I was going through, you know, the life trauma, if I was going into this situation, I'd be like, okay, you're going to get last place. You're going to suck with your posing on stage. You're going to completely mess up your routine. You're going to wake up tomorrow. You're going to have a stomach ache. You're going to feel bloated. And like, so anything you do is going to be great. So I would literally set myself up for failure so that anything better than failure was great. And what I realized is that would put me in such a stressful situation. Like, I mean, an incredibly stressful situation to the point where, you know, Scott would be like, before I got a full grasp on this, Scott would be like, this is what happens when you get 2 days from an event or 3 days from an event or the day and a half before an event. And I didn't even know that I was carrying that kind of energy or actions. And so, you know, over the years, I've been just really changing the way I went about the process. Now, I have no idea who, if I was a pro, I would know the other pros that are going to be showing up at this event tomorrow. I am brand new. I'm not brand new to fitness, but I'm brand new to this space. I've been working my ass off. Yes, I've been practicing. I've been to a show before, the whole thing. But I have no idea who's going to show up tomorrow. I have no idea. I'm 45 years old. Our bodies change when we get older. I don't know. But here's what I know. I know that I'm literally going to do the best that I can do. And in this little excerpt, whether it's your job or relationship or whatever, that's what you have to go into and that's what you have to visualize. You're like, I'm going to do the best that I can do. And I would go to a point where I would, you know, as I was progressing to a level of visualizing greatness instead of, you know, running scared, I mean, visualizing the worst, hoping for the best, I would be like, okay, well, maybe I'll get this, like trying to predict the future. And I'm like, I absolutely think for me and for you, it is a complete waste of time to predict the outcome in a way that sets you up for anything but greatness. Right? Like I said, I don't know who's showing up to this tomorrow, but I know I'm going to get on stage and do the best that I can do. And it serves me so much more purpose to visualize a great feeling at the end of the day than to segment myself to a lesser value so that I just feel better for whatever happens. So that's why I say prepare visualize, put in good energy, be flexible, be creative, because things never happen the way they say it's going to happen. But ultimately, by visualizing what it is that you want, you're putting such great energy into your personal space. And I don't even want to say great energy into the world, because there's a point at which this is completely about you. I know I talked about this a lot. I wanted to get into the ability to beat cravings. Now, this is a very touchy subject. And the reason why fighting cravings and beating cravings is a very touchy subject is because each one of us, we're so incredibly unique. We're incredibly unique on what we look like, what we think like, what we act like, things that we love, things that we don't love. And so when it comes to fitness and the inspiration thereof, there is really no one size fits all recipe or magic potion for you to be consistent all the time. It's just not. But I wanted to take a deep dive into cravings, because I know that's why a lot of people aren't getting the results that they want. Notice I said that they want, because I truly care about what you want, but I don't care about what you look like. I care about what you think like and how happy you are. But going through this process was very interesting, because you know, I got to a point where I was at about 4,000 calories a day. And today I'm at 2,100. Literally eating half. And first thing I'll say is every single thing that I'm eating is extremely healthy for what I eat. I eat chicken, lean chicken, tilapia, which is a very lean fish, very minimal fat, lean beef, mostly egg whites. And my carb is rice, green beans for vegetables, and asparagus. But most people would call boring. And so as I was going through this process, there would be times where I would have those cravings. I would be like, oh my God, like how in the world are you gonna get through this day? Now, I don't want to get into this whole like sugar's addicting. There are plenty of people that talk about that. But whether you know it or believe it or not, none of that matters. What matters is the power of your mind. But here are a few tips that help me. Mentally, do I need those gummy bears? Do I need those salt and vinegar potato chips? Do I need those cashews? Do I need those salt and vinegar pistachios? Do I want them? Absolutely. Do I need them? I absolutely do not need them. Right? Okay, I don't need them. Great. Still want them. Don't need them. Okay, so why can't I just have it? What is the goal for you? It's your goal to lose weight, get bigger, add muscle, stay the same, lean out, whatever. The way I was able to fight those cravings is I'm like, what is the goal? I want to get on stage and look like this. I want to get on stage and feel like this. I want my body to be completely as symmetrical as it can possibly be. And for, you know, 4 or 5 gummy bears every time I pass the pantry is not going to do it. Getting that sugar in my black coffee is not going to do it. having a donut with my boys on Fridays or Saturdays, whichever day I order it for them, even though they want me to do it, that's not going to do it. So for me, it's like, what is the prize and where do you want to get to? Now, that's a lot different than I'm trying to create a balanced life for myself. Then you have to decide how much, if you're not doing like a show like this, or you're like, I don't have to fit into something, or I don't have a photo shoot. You have to decide how much does the craving one have control over you, and how much does it fit into your life of balance? So when I'm done this show, when I tell you I'm absolutely having a chocolate donut and I'm absolutely having a coffee with two sugars in there. Absolutely, 100%. I do it once. Because there's a process of reverse dieting. I have to film. I want to feel good. I feel so much stronger, whatever, whatever. But for me, the balance is, you know what? Maybe on Saturdays, while I'm in this next phase, I can have that one donut and that small coffee with one sugar in there. And have the balance. And then, you know, I personally believe it becomes less of a craving and more a desired choice. Because my friend Damien texted me 2 days ago. He's like, what are you craving? What is that post-show treat or sweets that you want? Now, everyone knows I just love gummy bears so much. Like, I love them. And they just are so great. Every time I go to a hotel, I get them. I'm like, if they're in the mini bar, I'm like, these motherfucking gummy bears are mine. I won't have a drink at dinner, or I will have less of something over there to have gummy bears because they're just so good. Damien asked me, he's like, what sweet do you want? And I was like, I had the hardest time trying to decide. One, because so many of you sent me gummy bears. It's not that many, but it's enough to keep me for a few months. But two, I was like, there's nothing sweet that I crave. I mean, I'm going to have my donut. I'm going to be fine. And then I said to him, do you want to know what I want? I was like, I want some salted cashews and salt and vinegar pistachios. I'm like, I know that is the craziest thing. Most people want to have, you know, other really fun stuff like pizza. They want to go like just dive in. I know people are like, bring me a donut or three. But I'm like, I miss getting on the plane, having my bag of pistachios and cashews, and I don't eat the whole entire bag. I mean, that's like what I want. That's really the only thing I crave. And like, you know, my beef jerky. I miss my beef jerky. But like, as far as sweets go, do I need it or do I want it? And if I want it, how does it fit in to the big picture? And the last thing I'll say about this is you don't have to live up to the expectation of society and the weight. And the look. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that post this stuff and they're like, you know, you need to be fit and you need to do this and you need to do this and you need to do this. My desire for you, my love for you, wants you to have a life of abundance and joy and balance. So if you're like a social person and you're like, I like going out on the weekends and having, getting a bottle of wine with my friends and having good food, like let that fit into your life, however it is. It's so important that you find the quality of life that you want. The only thing I'll say is, if after those dinners or the parties or the vacations, you are feeling down on yourself because of what you look like or what you feel like, that's when you really have to assess how to go about it moving forward. Now, there are people who are cold turkey people. And then there are people who are like, I need to taper down. Do whatever one works for you. just make sure you control the cravings and don't let the cravings control you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right. Last little segment on here I want to talk about is the last 70 meters, which I talk about in my book. The last 70 meters. Knowing that tomorrow I'm going to go on stage. The end, the last 70 meters for me, and seeing the finish line used to seem so far away, and it would bring an incredible amount of heaviness on my shoulders. Not sadness, just heaviness because of nerves, self-doubt, you know, all those things. And these last 70 meters this time, because of the conversation I had with my coach, where he was like, don't let this moment pass and you don't enjoy the moment and don't let it be a blur. The finish line feels like it's 70 meters away. And then 3 hours from now, it's going to be 67 meters. And tomorrow morning, it's going to be 10 meters. Like, even just thinking about that, like the excitement that I get getting close to this finish line is amazing, and it doesn't feel heavy. The excitement that I get getting close to the finish line, like, it just feels so joyful and just so wonderful. This is a little morbid. I watch a lot of true crime and like all that kind of weird stuff. And I would hear these like stories of people being like, you know, they died and they came back to life and they saw the light. And like, it's this beautiful light and it's this great feeling. And I'm like, child, I don't know what you felt. I don't know what you saw. But if it felt good, great. And I'm going to attach to that. And so for me, tomorrow, standing on the side of the stage, this is where I get like so freaking excited. Standing on the side of the stage, knowing that I'm about to walk out there and those lights are going to hit me. And I get to, one, be extremely respectful of this sport because it is just absolutely fascinating to me and the judges, but just to put everything that I've put into this process. People say, like, leave it on stage. I want to put it on the stage. I just want to put it there and be like, because I don't want to miss out on the moment. You know, I don't want to miss out on the excitement. I don't want to miss, like, I want to enjoy every second of this process. Even when I'm going through my posing routine, I'm like, tighten here, tighten here, tighten here, tighten here, tighten here. Feel this. Instead of like, hit your pose. Because I just feel like there's so much joy in experiencing the moment. And I will leave you with this. Ladies and gentlemen, as far as we all know, that you can 100% prove, or you can 100% prove to me, is that we are only here once. Now, I'm not saying to not believe in, you know, heaven and hell and God and whatever other religions you may follow. I'm not saying that. But for what you know, true, not what you believe, what you know to be true, is that we're only here once. And the reason why you know that to be true is because you really don't know anyone that's like, yeah, you know, I died in like 1732 and I'm back and I'm going for another round. Like, you don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, we are only here once. So this experience that you are having in your life right now, you have to make the absolute best of it. The absolute best of it. You have to be like, this is the experience that I want. This is the experience that I want to feel. These are the people that I want to be around. This is the love and joy that I want to have. And I just think that that's going to help with the best human experience possible. Lastly, I'll say thank you all so very much for being a part of this journey with me. I just appreciate it. You know, I am extremely grateful for having been a part of Company Beachbody, now Body, for a long time, because, you know, just really being able to build and be a part of community, especially those of you who have purchased my workouts, listened to my podcast, those of you who are in Dig Deeper Nation and all of my other online groups, like, you know, the support has been miraculous. And oftentimes when I would question myself, like, is this what I should be doing in my life or whatever? And I get these messages of people who are, and I'll just say this with like true humility and love and acceptance and appreciation. Like, I get these messages of people just being like so encouraging and like, just like, go out there and do the best you can do. And it is like, I could cry, because, you know, a lot of times we doubt ourselves of like what it is that we should be doing in our lives. And this was just another moment where I was like, yes, I'm right where I'm supposed to be. And I hope that you can find that too. Continue to trust and believe in who you are. Remember, create the best human experience possible for you. And crave life. Have a great human experience. And just, whatever it is that you want, visualize it and chase the feeling. Chase the feeling. And always trust and believe.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.